today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 as we launch here at hour number two of the live Saturday edition. And I should reiterate, we are still live, even though this is Thanksgiving Day weekend. Most talk show hosts probably are not anywhere near their studios on a day like this, but we are here taking calls from you for the next 2 hours, as we do every Saturday night. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI. We're going to get right back to your phone calls, but just to bring you up to speed, if you were in case you weren't listening last hour, there's a 72-year-old man in Aspen, Colorado, who is facing 5 years in jail, 5 years in prison, actually, and facing $5,000, actually, I think it's like $17,000 in fines total. He's been fined $12,000, didn't pay it. He's now facing another $5,000 as a result of that. All for the crime, the vicious, terrible crime of driving a taxi cab around the city, picking people up, dropping them off at their destination, and charging big fat zero for it. He's operating a free taxi service, and of course, the guy that's running the legitimate taxi cab in town got wind of his new competition back in 2006 and immediately sicked the Public Utilities Commission on this guy. They went after him, went for the throat, and this guy is not paying. He did not pay the $12,000 fine. He did not obey their demands to get a license. He did not obey their demands to put a meter in his car. He's driving people around for free. What does he need a meter for? Well, what he needs it for, according to them, is to be compliant, and he hasn't filled out tax paperwork. He's not charging anything.
He's got a sign on in the vehicle that says, this taxi ride is free.
Yes, he does. And, you know, of course, he's not jumping through the government's hoops, so they're very upset, and they're going after this guy. And he's going to trial next month. I hope we'll get an update on this for you. And if you guys are in the Aspen area, you should hopefully be paying attention to this because it's just an outrage what they're doing to this guy. He's taking it to a jury trial, so kudos to him for that. But there's one thing I wanted to point out. We didn't get a chance last hour. We're going to get right back into your calls here in a moment. But I wanted to point out that he's hoping that he can win. I mean, he's taking this position of, hey, I'm just ferrying people around, I'm doing them a favor, they're giving me tips because they feel like it, I'm not running a business here. I mean, he's 72 years old, he just probably doesn't need to run a business. He's probably retired and doing this out of the kindness of his heart.
He's done it in the past and, you know, whatever, if somebody wants to give tips, great.
Right, so he says he thinks he's innocent and he doesn't think a jury of six people will take the charges seriously. He says, I'm just a guy who takes people home. And I think he's right. I think that if he was able to present his case in front of the jury and they were able to side with him in that they feel like he's being harassed and he hasn't done anything wrong, they could side with him and find him not guilty. However, I'm concerned about one major point, and that is that the judges in today's courtrooms tell jurors things like this, and I'm going to paraphrase.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you must judge this defendant based on the law.
Right.
Has this person violated the law, as you can tell?
Yes, by the facts in the case and the preponderance of the evidence,
when in fact,
beyond a shadow of a doubt.
The jury is a thousand-year-old entity, concept that, and they've always had, even in American history, and still in our legal system, the ability to judge the law itself.
That's the part they don't tell you.
This is what happened in, this is what happened would happen in the northern states when people would be brought up on charges of harboring slaves in the Underground Railroad. This is what would have happened in the 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
When it came up to prohibition alcohol. People wouldn't throw their friends and family members into cold, disgusting jail cells for having a drink.
Even though the law said they should.
But the legal system has gotten hip to it. The lawyers that run our lives, well, they've said to themselves, we just can't, I'm sick of this. The juries can't, we can't tell them this stuff anymore. And some judges will go so far as to throw you out of the courtroom if you mention
it. Most of them will.
And they won't allow you on the jury if you know about it.
Right. So,
I should say.
Right. The fact is, the jury has the power, the absolute power, to listen to this case and go to the jury room and then come back to the judge and essentially say, not guilty. based on the fact that we think this law sucks. Now, you don't actually have to say that part to the judge. You don't have
just
to
not guilty.
You don't have to reveal that you've nullified the law. You could just say that if the judge asks why, you can say, well, you didn't prove your case. Because it is up to the state to prove their case beyond a shadow of a doubt. And so that's all you have to do is say, well, I don't believe you proved your case. And they can't say anything to that. But the real reason that you throw it out, the real reason you find the person this nice 72-year-old man, the real reason he should be found not guilty is because he's a nice old man, he's not doing anything wrong, and the law sucks. Throw it out, let this man go free, and leave him alone from now on. Or if you bring him back in, we're going to throw it out again. But...
Well, the jury likely won't get that chance.
No, they won't, because the judge is going to lie to them. The judge is going to say, you have to judge this on the facts of the case.
But the jury won't judge the case the second time.
I understand that. I just meant generally the idea of if people knew about that, if people knew about jury nullification, then the next jury would likely throw this case out, unless it was a jury full of authoritarian sickos.
Well, if we don't put this guy in jail, then there'll be anarchy.
It's chaos!
We're a nation of laws! You know, I wonder where this we're a nation of laws thing came from.
That's a good question.
Is that in the founding documents? Because I don't think it is. Mm. You know, the words that I hear in the founding documents are freedom and liberty, the ability to go government by the consent, things like that. Nation of laws sounds really
government
authoritarian
school.
To me.
I bet somebody brought it up in government school years ago.
As a matter
ago,
of fact, you can have a nation of laws or you can have freedom and liberty, but you really can't have both. You can have a few laws, certainly, and have freedom and liberty, but you can't have all these laws that throw a man in jail for giving a free taxi ride.
I would like to suggest if you're in the Aspen, Colorado area where this man lives, this 72-year-old guy who's under fire for operating a free taxi service, if you're in the Aspen, Colorado area, you can help this man. You can go to the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, FIJA.org, and you can download flyers. You can actually purchase them. They'll send them to you, or you can download them, print them out yourself. You can download flyers that will inform jury members or potential jurors about their right to judge the law itself. You can go out in front of the courthouse whenever they're going to pick the jury for this man's trial, and you'd have to figure that out. The trial's going to be in mid-January, so it may be early January to sometime in December when they're picking the jury, or maybe the week before the trial. I'm not sure. Depends on the rules. But you call the court, find out when they're going to pick the jury, find out what time the jury's going to arrive, and you and your friends get out there and hand out those flyers to every single juror that's coming in that building. That's the number one way you can help this old guy. And if you can go to his courtroom and you can watch all the fireworks.
It's not just helping him. The fact is, if a fully informed jury gets out, you know, the idea of a fully informed jury gets out there, this will help the nation.
Absolutely.
It helped the nation during the times of slavery. It helped the nation during the times of prohibition. And it will help during this authoritarian bullcrap they're doing now.
It'll bring the fourth branch of government back. I mean, that's what the jury was supposed to be, the final check and balance on an out-of-control legislature. If the legislature is passing bad laws and the judicial branch is upholding bad laws, then it's the jury that's supposed to have the responsibility of tossing those laws out on their butts. So I'm going to be doing this on Monday. We've got the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach that happens on a monthly basis here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, and it's incredibly effective. People appreciate being informed of their rights. So I highly recommend if there are people in that Aspen area, please do what you can to help this guy out, because without fully informed juries, he could be facing 5 years in a prison cell for giving people a cab ride. And by the way, we haven't heard from anybody tonight that supports what the city is doing to this man. I mean, surely, if the government is the will of the people, as they claim so often, I mean, the government people, when you question them on their laws, they'll say, well, you elected us to do this. Well, no, I didn't elect you. Somebody did, but it wasn't me.
You got elected, and you did this. Those two things are not put together.
This is the will of the people, Mark.
The idea that people got elected and then did a bunch of crap that somehow got a mandate? No. You were supposed to keep, you were supposed to go there and keep things running orderly, not add stuff like this that throws innocent people in jail cells.
So if it's true that government is the will of the people, and of course it's poppycock, it's obviously not. It's the will of those people who are in power. But if it's the will of the people, then surely there are the people listening to this show tonight on our 40-plus radio stations. Surely some of the people that support this kind of regulation are listening tonight. Are you just afraid to call in? Are you afraid because you know you have not a leg to stand on here and that you'll just sound like a totalitarian sicko?
Nobody could possibly support this. Come on.
Somebody does. Somebody put it into law. There have got to be some city bureaucrats listening, right? 1-800-259-9231. And you know this isn't just an Aspen thing. These kind of regulations are on the books all across the country. There was a man that was arrested in Miami for doing an illegal cab service. It's very similar to this. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverInc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverInc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Thanksgiving Day weekend. We are here for you to take your phone calls about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. If you're on the line, we will get to you. Be patient. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive for free, wiki.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a diet pill called Dexy-20 for about 4 months now, and I have successfully lost nearly 10 pounds. Now, I don't have very much to lose. My target goal was 10 or 15 pounds from the very beginning, and 15 would have been quite a bit. It would have put me down to like 170 pounds, a little more. And, you know, I didn't imagine that it was going to do too much. I feel like it's been great. I've constantly been gaining weight throughout my life. You know, it just doop, 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 just keeps on going up, and there's nothing I can really do about it. Well, now you can. Dexy-20 is all you have to do is take this, and you don't have to change your diet. You don't have to change your exercise habit. I haven't done any of that. Just take these pills twice a day. Dexy-20. Go to Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Take the pills. You can lose the weight. And it doesn't give you any weird, jittery feelings like most of those diet pills do. That's the worst part of them. It's Dexy-20.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. We're going to start on this story, and there are people who are calling for different reasons. We'll get to you. We're going to start on this story about the taxi. A 72-year-old man is facing 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine over giving people cab rides for free out in Aspen. I don't think it's just an Aspen thing. This story, the same story virtually happened down in Miami, where a man in his 70s was arrested after a sting operation was run on him. He gave a lady a ride home from a Winn-Dixie grocery store down there. She gave him $5 just because she wanted to. Of course, turned out she was a cop, and he wasn't charging for it. He got arrested for the same thing.
She asked him for the ride.
Right, right. So, I mean, this entire situation is crazy, and the whole idea that this is anything resembling a free country, I think, is pretty much out the window. I mean, if you think it's still a free country and you want to defend the actions of the city bureaucrats, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Do you think it was right, or it is right, for them to go after this nice old man for providing a free cab service? Let's go to your phone calls. Dan is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Dan.
Hi there.
Hey.
It's not that I want to take the side of the law, but I think you're being a little liberal with your statements about our country. First of all, neither you nor I are going to go to jail for talking about this.
Not yet.
Does the public not have the right to be protected from someone who, for instance, might wish to pick up young children and offer them rides home? Would that be okay, or should there be something that says, well, maybe we shouldn't do that?
Is there a law against picking up young children and offering them rides home? I mean, that's not what's going on here.
No, I'm asking you the question. If you were in New York City and there were no cab rules, anybody could get in a car, put up a sign and say taxi, and drive people around and charge them $500, you wouldn't think that was fair
either. This is Colorado Springs, and it's not New York City. And do you think that somebody would pay $500? Is that a legitimate charge for a taxi ride?
No. What the problem we have here is, first of all, we live in a free country, and we can't object to stupid things. What you've got here is an absolute idiocy of enforcement of a rule. The rule itself probably is not unreasonable. For instance, the meter. That's so that you won't overcharge people.
But
obviously,
he's not charging people.
You're not charging. Now, what do you need a meter for?
Right.
He's not charging, no meter. Okay, I'm not sure that we can say this on the radio these days. I'm an old radio person, by the way. But a guy wrote a book called Up the Organization, and he said that in every organization, it needed one person on the board whose job it was to stand up and yell, "Course S," when something absolutely stupid was being proposed. And that's what this is.
I agree. It absolutely
to the
is.
Man, we're going to give you a free license.
Right. The problem is that the American people can't say horse S. I mean, it's just so darn difficult. Look at what's going on here, and they're not doing it. The problem is with these local governments is they're petty little tyrants that...
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Is this a city ordinance that's being violated?
It is, yes.
Then why aren't you asking people to go to the city council meeting and yell horse S?
I don't think they care. They've got their rules, and they enforce them will.
I'm talking about you and me, the general public, that think this is ridiculous. We should go to the city council and say to them, This is not what we elected you to do. Now stop it.
I did this last year. They were using eminent domain to take a piece of a man's property in order to put in some delightful million-dollar traffic circle here in Keene, New Hampshire. I brought a sign that said eminent domain, and I had to go to the internet to figure out how to spell it. Eminent domain equals stealing. Okay, and I held the sign there, and I was berated by the city council people. I mean, person. In one case, I was berated by a city council person. He didn't care what I had to say.
How many people were there?
He wanted me to shut up and sit down and take my sign and throw it away.
But he did put you in jail, and it is a free country. You're making young people feel.
It's not a free country.
You are making young people feel like it's hopeless. We live in a dictatorship.
Oh, no.
The ability, to complain, it does not, in and of itself, encompass freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom is the ability to do what you want to do without hurting other people.
Right. This guy's
That's
not
what freedom
anyone.
Is. The ability to
right.
complain about
but
it is only a portion of freedom.
But you have to agree that if you applied that to the traffic lanes and you say, well, I don't feel like obeying a red light, but Joe should, you would have chaos. In any civilization,
no, actually, you
have to have rules.
You know, the whole idea that we need traffic lights and that sort of thing to control people is actually pretty absurd. There have been studies that have been done. I'm not saying I think traffic lights are bad across the board. I'm just saying that without traffic lights, people get by fine. There was an example of that happening here in Keene the other day. There's one light in town that likes to malfunction, I guess, and it was malfunctioning in this particular time of night. A lot of it was like rush hour, actually, so cars were backing up, and there was essentially what was happening was, and I thank you, by the way, for the call, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you, but essentially what was happening was two of the directions, the light was functioning correctly, but one direction, it was always red, so that one side just kept getting backed up. Eventually, the people at the light would figure out that, hey, this light's not changing. We better do something about it. So they just went. And everything was fine. When the traffic lights, you and I, Mark, we used to live down in Florida, or pretty close to where that gentleman was calling from. And from time to time, a hurricane would roll by or come nearby, and some power lines would go down, and traffic lights would be out completely. And people were able to cross through the intersections, and they were okay. You know what? It turns out is that when there aren't as many signs around and traffic control devices around to tell people what to do, then they act more cautiously with their driving ability. They're much more careful with how it is they get from point A to point B if they aren't being told. I mean, if you're going around, as an example, if you're going around a cliff and there's no guardrail, are you going to go at the same speed you would go with the guardrail? You might take the cliff at another 5 miles an hour if you had the guardrail next to you, making you feel a little bit safer. But if you know that there's a chance that the slightest motion of the wheel to the right is going to send you careening into a fireball into the pit below, then you might be a little more cautious. So, chaos, don't try scaring people like that. People can take care of themselves. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396. Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299.
Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, archives included. If you've missed a moment of this show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience, completely free, going back for an entire year, all on us at freetalklive.com. Now, are you looking to get involved with other young liberty lovers from across the country? Then join Bureaucrash and help us fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at our contraband store so you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. Bureaucrash.com. I have to say, I really like the Bureaucrash social website that they put up. I've actually been spending some time on there, and it's a lot of fun. Great way to meet new activists.
I like the t-shirts that they sell.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I wanted to talk about the gentleman who called in. What was his name? Dan?
Dan, yes. Dan. The guy that thinks we live in a free country.
Well, you know, likely Dan hasn't heard this show before and probably hasn't heard ideas like ours too often. And people often talk about smaller government, and they very rarely do you hear anybody talk about, in your case, well, no authoritarian model of government at all.
I hadn't really even talked about that tonight.
Well, but it comes through in our speaking, and that's what he was saying.
I see.
He was saying that, well, look, I'm not... It's not.
We need these rules.
I'm not. Well, no, he wasn't saying that. He was saying that this is a dumb rule.
Yeah.
But we need some rules, and this is a free country, and if you want to be free, we have to have the rules. And it's sort of an antithetical concept, but it's what we're taught.
Yeah.
You know, like
freedom ain't free.
Now, I believe we do have to have the government for a certain, I believe that it is that people believe that we have to have the government, you know, for certain roles, like taking care of murderers and rapists, handling the roads, you know, perhaps a military situation if we're attacked.
That's what they've been indoctrinated to believe. Yes, they do believe that.
Well, you know, and I sort of believe it. I'd like to see a world where there isn't any authoritarian model of government, but I'd have to kind of see it from the shores of the world that has a very, very small government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what our goal here is on Free Talk Live. Our goal is to shrink the size of the state.
Well, our goal is to make money doing radio show and entertaining people. But
would you not
ideally,
like to see the? Would you not like to see the?
Our ideal would be to have something like that happen.
I guess
sure.
I shouldn't have used the name of the radio show. Your and my goals in life, some of them, are to see this monstrous, you know, mindless, heartless state, because that's what it is. It's a figment of our imagination, shrunk down to a size. In your case, you'd like to see it disappear entirely. However, you'll take smaller over nothing.
Sure.
And, you know, that's what we're going for here, Dan. If you feel like maybe we've spit in the face of the veterans who fought to keep us free, I think the veterans fought to keep us free, not for silly, silly laws like this.
That's what the veteran who called earlier was suggesting. He didn't appreciate this micromanaging nonsense. This wasn't what he believed he was fighting for.
Who could?
So, 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you're really fooling yourself. If you believe this is a free country in any way, shape, or form, I mean, the whole idea that
you're using
there's freedom in America is ludicrous.
You're using the terminology. It's different things to different people. You're saying either a country's free or not free.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
If there was a government in place that only had a police force, that only stopped murderers, you would say that that was not a free country.
Is it funding itself by coercion?
Right. That police force is funded by $1 taken from every property owner in that given geographical area. Would you call that free?
Are they going to steal my home if I don't give them the dollar?
Right. If you don't pay your $1 every year, they'll come around and take your... Right. See? So you're taking a very extreme...
definition's a definition.
Right. That's what it is. I understand. I get where you're coming from.
We go to your calls.
However, the idea that we are one of the freest countries on the planet, you'd agree with that?
Yeah, when you compare cancers, we have one of the better forms of cancer.
Yeah,
we've
got melanoma.
Let's go to Larry, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, Mark and Ann?
Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Long time no see. You know what the bottom line is here? Go to any city, county council, or any legislature. You find out what happened. This poor guy is his competitor got in business and got enough money to bribe the city, county council to fit in a law so he could syndicate against any upstart that would try to take business from him so
absolutely
he could have all the money.
That's
and
exactly right.
And then another perfect example of it is prostitution. They make it unattractive. They syndicate against the poor prostitute that's out there now maybe trying to make a rent payment or trying to pay a disconnect utility bill by having the people that run the fancy restaurants, the people that run the jewelry stores, the people that are out here talking about you need to get married before you can do anything, and then they have a bombardment of sex on first on TV, then on cable, then at the sex shops to drag you and drive you to the whore lane or drive you to get married or do something or go out to dinner and try to get something. So it's just what happens is the people that get the money and get the business first, they get enough money, they go to the legislature, they go to city county council, they pay the elected officials to syndicate against their competition.
Absolutely.
And it's illegal.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened in this case. Of course, the complaint against this old man, the 72-year-old man giving free taxi rides in Aspen, Colorado, now facing years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines, the action was brought in the first place by the one guy who owns the one taxi company, the legal taxi company in town. So you're absolutely right. All regulations are a protection racket for existing business people. That's all they are. They aren't there to protect people. They're not there to protect the consumers, I mean. They're not there to protect the customers. They're there to protect the business owners.
It's syndication, and it's thoroughly illegal for a government to step into a private business and allow that private business to do something that they would not be able to do on their own without the help of government, which is to get their competition and drive it into the ground with the fines that they put on this man.
Yep.
Now, what upstart business, even if they would have taken a profit, can pay afford to pay $12,000 in fines.
No,
they'll be
not
out of
my business.
Tomorrow.
I can tell you that
they would have never got the license
call.
In the first place. You know yep. that whoever that this one taxi cab in town has all the medallions, and they probably have them because they've got some sweetheart deal with.
They
somebody.
Probably don't have medallions. It's probably just a license for a
well,
taxi.
You just use medallion as a terminology right. For the license that they give to taxi cabs. So they have, you know, they have all the licenses, and they're not going to give one to anybody else because, well, somebody's connected to somebody in all likelihood. And that's how government works. They
yep.
you punish your enemies and you reward your friends
yep.
once you get in there. That way, when
Lock
you do,
in.
When you do finally get voted out, you get some sweetheart job elsewhere.
It's just awful. 1-800-259-9231, and yet it happens everywhere across almost any industry. There's always more regulations being put into place, and as we pointed out in hour number one, it's never going to stop. There's never going to be an end to the regulatory climate. There's always going to be somebody else with another proposal, some new city councilor with some new brilliant regulation that they want to push through to help out their buddies in industry, and they're going to get it through, and then it's just going to restrict competition even more. And you know what? They position themselves as the friend of the consumer. They will tell the people in the area, they'll say, we're doing this to keep you safe from unscrupulous men and women who will pull over and steal children from the side of the road, like that last caller was suggesting. We're doing this to keep the customers safe, but it's nonsense, because what they're doing is they're keeping their buddies in business safe from competition, which actually hurts the consumer, because if there's no competitors in the marketplace, in Aspen, there's one man who has a monopoly, essentially, a government-granted monopoly over a taxi cab service. Theoretically, they could grant somebody else a license if they jump through enough hoops, but for now, they've got one guy and nobody else can compete. So he can essentially charge almost whatever it is he wants to. I mean, he can only charge so much, because if he charges above a certain level, then nobody's going to use his service.
Well, the city, in the case of the taxi cab companies, the city almost always sets taxi rates.
But there's nobody in that in the area to drive rates down. Let's presume there was no set rate. There's nobody competing to drive rates down or to increase customer service or response time or have nicer drivers, better cars. Nobody is able to compete, and so therefore the people that are looking for a cab in that particular area are stuck with this one choice because of the protection laws out there. We've got to keep consumers safe from unscrupulous businessmen. Well, turns out the unscrupulous businessmen have essentially captured the government regulatory agencies and have used them to keep the good guys out of business. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping, all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial the toll-free number and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the message of freedom and liberty. If that's valuable to you and you want to help us out and get access to perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all the perks that we've set up for our amplifiers, go and get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, Kyle is listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Just great, Kyle. What's on your mind tonight?
I got a question for you. And first off, let me say that what this guy is doing is absolutely wonderful, and we need more people like this.
You're talking about the 72-year-old man who's giving people free cab rides and is now, unfortunately, looking at 5 years in prison?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly who I'm talking about. This is a wonderful thing. My question is this, that when you get car insurance and you're using it for personal use, not commercial use, which is essentially what this man is doing, is using it for a commercial use by giving people that are not on his policy rides places, what happens when he gets it, if he were to get into a car accident? Couldn't he in turn be in even more trouble if somebody were to, let's say, either get extremely injured and or killed?
Well, I think that that's is a good question, because you never know what's going to happen in these instances with the insurance company. But, you know, I don't think that that's the government's role to step in here and try to save us from our own insurance policy. But my question would be this. Have you ever given anybody a ride for gas money before?
Of course. You know, I hate to say it. Yeah, of course.
What would happen if you, I mean, you're not, you're not a taxi cab. He's not a taxi cab. You're not charging for the ride necessarily. He's not charging for the ride. You took a little money for gas. He took a little money for, well, I guess he could do whatever he wants with the money, but he took some money.
He's going to have to buy gas, too. I mean, he's driving around town. So, I mean, they're going to cover your passengers, aren't they? Don't insurance companies cover your passengers?
They do.
I hate to say it. It depends upon the insurance policy that you have. Depending upon the insurance policy, my mother works in insurance, so this is why I know this. But It depends upon the insurance policy. Some policies only cover you, and if a passenger is in your car, their insurance policy can cover them.
Oh, okay. Right.
My insurance policy may not cover the other person, and depending upon the insurance policy, may not cover the other person that I hit. So in turn, if I get into, you know, it could be a school bus, it could be anything, you know, these parents are going to want to sue essentially in a car accident, and they can't sue because I'm not protected underneath the corporation, and now I'm even worse and out more money.
I think it's a good point that you bring up, but I would like to point out that in the free marketplace, which we don't have, but I would like to see happen, caveat emptor applies. So if you are a buyer, it is your responsibility. In this case, you're buying the service of a taxi driver. It's your responsibility. The onus is upon you to determine whether or not you actually want to purchase this product. So if you're someone who's concerned about insurance and regular, you know, making sure the meter's working correctly and all that stuff, if you're somebody's concerned about that, then you should do your due diligence and find out if the company or the person that you're looking to contract with is licensed in the way that you're or protected by insurance in the way that you want them to be. If not, then you skip by them, you go to the next person that's offering services, and you check them out. And so this is one of the ways that people that will go through, the business owners that will take the time and spend the money to go through a process of certification, which licensing is sort of like certification, except it's coerced, so it's not the same. So if we had a certification process, which is completely voluntary, they could get themselves certified, they could show people that they have insurance, and they could allay those fears, and they would get more clients because of that. Now, that doesn't mean that people that don't have insurance or they don't have the full insurance or they don't have certification should be precluded from the marketplace. They should be able to operate as well. In New York City, they're called jitney cabs. There are people that will drive around illegally and pick people up and take them to where they're going, and they do it for less. So as a client, as a potential client, you understand that you're paying more to have that insurance policy, that you're paying more to have that certification, but you're paying more to help yourself feel better about the ride that you're going to take. Whereas if you want to take a little risk and just to save a few bucks, then you can take that risk and go with a jitney cab or go with a 72-year-old guy giving free rides, and odds are good you're going to get to where you were going and you'll save a few bucks. But if something does happen, then, you know, then that's the risk that you took, and people should be free to take those risks, don't you think?
I can understand. Honestly, I do understand your point of view. I understand the 70-year-old's point of view. In this case, I happen to think that, you know, being in a car accident and not knowing it was coming, I want to make sure that the person that I have trusted and the responsibility of taking me from point A to point B, and I've got a funny feeling this guy probably transports enough people that aren't on the sober side, that you know, I want to make sure that I am protected, especially him being an older driver.
I totally agree with you, but you understand this guy is not a taxi service. You are not putting your hands in the, you're not putting your life in the hands of a real taxi. You're hiring a free taxi, and
understandably so. But
you get what you pay for in this life. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do understand exactly what you're saying, but you're underneath the same stigmata that it is a service of sorts, and you need to make sure you're protected on that end.
Hold on a second.
You know, the busy little city bureaucrats will protect you into the poorhouse, my friend. I mean, the fact is, you take a risk every day.
Well,
when you get up in the morning, you could die by getting hit by a meteor. And the fact is, you know, we as humans, we take risks for the hopes of reward, you know, what we want to get every day, all day. That's what we do.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't think Kyle is saying that other people should be precluded from taking that risk. Kyle, you're just saying that you want to be protected, and all I'm saying is you should be able to be. I mean, if you want to check
that
in.
That is
make
all
sure.
I'm saying.
Right, so it's my mistake, Kyle.
Right.
Forgive me.
You were reading too much into it, Mark. So let me clarify, make sure we're on the same page here. Kyle, you say that you want to make sure you're protected in these various different ways. You can check that out. You can ask for the certification. You can ask for the proof of insurance and all that as a customer. But if I decide that I want to give this nice old guy $5 to take me home after I've had a few too many at the bar, I should be free to make that choice, right?
You're free to make any choice you want.
Well, I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm not. Sorry.
That's a different story, and I've heard you guys show enough. But I'm just saying that essentially it is your choice to make the decision whether or not you want to go from point A to point B with this gentleman who's nice enough to give you a ride in the first place. But at the same token, in order to do that, if it does require you to have some sort of insurance policy upon that by transporting people, that is something that needs to be set in place. But also, this guy should have the right to do what he wants.
There you
by
go.
Taking people back and forth from point A to point B.
I agree with you. I agree with you that he should have some kind of insurance policy. However, when you look at these insurance policies, for instance, I delivered pizzas at one point, Kyle, and I never told my insurance company that I was delivering those pizzas. And I'm sure
would they raise your rates?
They absolutely would have raised your rates. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
If you give them the opportunity.
They don't know it.
And if I would have gotten in a wreck and they would have known that there was a pizza box in the car or something
some
like that,
sauce on the back seat,
it could have been bad news. But when you look at these situations, you know, people are taking their own risks, and I don't know. Insurance companies are so deep in bed with the government that
they sure are.
If an insurance company actually got out there and competed in the marketplace instead of hiding behind the skirt of their friends in the local,
well, they're forced to as well. I mean, if you want to be in the insurance business,
there's a reason they're forced
to,
because they started. They allowed the first regulation go in place.
It's true, and I thank you, Kyle, for the call and the discussion. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And that's really where the American people went wrong. It's why we have the tyranny we have, is because they allowed the first regulation, and then they allowed the next 10, and then they allowed the next 1,000, and then they allowed the next 50,000 regulations.
Because
no one
must be protected. Well, you can't be protected. This crap that they write down on paper doesn't protect you. You do.
Let's continue and talk to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you.
Hey there.
Let me show you how foolish this cab guy is who brought the charges on this person. And also the judge that may also sentence this guy to prison. Think of all the toy companies that's in this world that could go after Santa Claus, who gives away free toys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Cody, listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Cody. Cody, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, dude?
Hey, I was just wanting to get you guys' take on your thoughts on like anarchy and the idea of faith. As I found that most people who I kind of mingle with that are kind of self-proclaimed anarchists or libertarian types have a hard time with faith. And I read a great book. I'm actually a reverend. I actually didn't end up like becoming a pastor of a church because
Cody,
of politics.
I think this will be an interesting conversation, but you're going to have to hang through the news to have it with us. I want to talk to you about it, so hang on. We'll bring you back in hour three. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.